This is VOA News.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a bill reversing recent changes in the U.S. Postal Service, sending $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of the November election. But as AP's Ben Thomas reports, the bill is not likely to become law.
The House will be in order.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the rare Saturday session, saying members are hearing from upset constituents.
Not receiving your mail on a timely fashion hits home.
She accused President Trump of using the disruptions as another scare tactic ahead of the November election.
Don't pay any attention to what the president is saying, because it is all designed to suppress the vote.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was also at the Capitol Saturday with a message.
The president's committed to making sure that our postal workers have the assets and the financial resources necessary to make sure that we have on-time deliveries.
However, as voting was about to begin, President Trump tweeted that the Postal Service needs no more money, writing, "This is all another hoax." Ben Thomas, Washington.
India reported a record daily jump of coronavirus infections on Saturday, bringing the total to nearly 3 million. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
At least 69,878 new infections took India's total cases to around 2.98 million, behind only the United States and Brazil. COVID-19 deaths increased by 945 to 55,794, according to data from the Federal Health Ministry. For most of Western India, especially the financial capital Mumbai, the 11-day festival of Hindu god Ganesh is usually celebrated with big public gatherings. But strict pandemic regulations have meant the festival season, which begins this month, has been lackluster.
That's Reuters' Edward